On this week's episode of Marketing O'Clock,
a new TikTok test search results in some speculation from yours truly.
It all finally clicks. An ex-Googler confirms the use of click data.
Microsoft puts the AI in advertising with new ad types and more.
All on today's show.
Welcome, you are listening to Marketing O'Clock. Just stay tuned. Digital marketing news, but let's get specific. Digital ads, SEO and analytics, social media and more. Pretty much everything that'll make your website perform. With new shows every Friday, we give you the news with sass and puns and definitely hot takes. Thank you for tuning in. You know what time it is. It's officially Marketing O'Clock. Settle in, sit back, keep it locked.
Hey there, I'm Christine Zernhout,
aka Shep.
I'm Jess Budd.
And I'm Greg Finn.
And it is officially Marketing O'Clock.
Here on September 29th, 2023.
And before we get into all the digital marketing news of the week, what's happening with you, Shep?
I had a really fun weekend. My sister lives in Nashville, and she had an extra ticket to the Chicks. And I always just make excuses, and I'm like, no, I'm not going. I have all these siblings that live in fun places, and I never leave Buffalo. But I just booked a flight, went for one day, and I just thrived.
Nice. How was the show?
The show was really good, but when we went out to the bars, classic Shepherd move. It was like, boring. We can't hear each other when we're talking. What are we doing here? So we just started a limbo. We linked arms. Started the limbo. So naturally, I'm going through. I wasn't even trying to show off, you guys. Like, I went a couple times, then I was just gonna, like, let it end.
Oh my God.
People kept going, like, we gotta see you go again. We gotta see it again. Obviously, I won. I beat all these, like, people that are much younger than me. And then on my way out of the bar, like 30 minutes later, some girl grabbed me and she was like, I need to know how you're so good at the limbo.
Wow.
Wow.
And I was like, listen, lady. I'm a mother.
What did she do with that information?
She's just like, no way.
She just like amazing. Found a guy
quick. She couldn't
quick,
believe that you were a mom. Yeah.
I gotta
she
just do
becomes
this too.
A mother really fast.
So I just feel like I thrived there. Like everyone's still talking about me.
Wow.
Most That's popular amazing. Person in Nashville.
That's incredible.
Thanks.
So good trip, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
What's new with you?
All right. So for me, it was just my children's birthday. And I always buy them like weird things. Like I had to put their goodie bags together. I was at Five Below and oh. I'm like, oh, there's whoopee cushions. And I'm like, I'm going to do this. Like, who cares? Their kids, they're like, their friends will love it. And then I'm like, well, what else do we have here? And I'm like, oh, another good present that I could get them is something that looked really fun. Fart spray.
No.
And so I'm
the
like,
scented stuff.
The scented stuff. I'm like, that'd be really cool.
What is the purpose?
So the purpose is. Supposed to smell like a fart.
Just make some scrambled eggs.
This smells, there's a dairy element to the scent. And I just sprayed it all under the table. So you're going to get it in a second.
No!
It's the worst
fart spray in the world.
Close your beverages.
It is disgusting.
We're going to smell
like
this.
It is a cheesy,
I have to go out later.
I'm going to the theater.
It's, can't you like taste that? I'm like,
so,
what kind of fart spray?
This who is a like, podcast.
Greg, I'm
no
a mother.
One can smell this.
Who like smelled a fart and is like, I'm going to package this up. This is
this,
like rat
no one's
cheese.
Fart
I'm
smell
so
like
upset.
That.
Why did you do
this
that?
This is getting in my mouth.
So I was horrified and I had to take it away.
You no. said you sprayed it under Bad. The table, then you sprayed it right in our faces.
No, I sprayed yeah. it that way.
When is it going to go away?
It doesn't. That's the fun part.
No. Oh, horrible.
Have you ever smelled a smell like worse than this?
That is so bad. I would prefer like sulfur. Chep, we are going to smell like this for our social
I'm
events
really
later.
I'm really upset.
Can we open a window?
There's no windows in our basement.
It stinks so bad.
Some people
it's
just
so
want to watch the world
it's
burn.
It's like someone put cheese on a rubber ball.
It's so bad.
Right. How are we going to get that out of here?
I have to leave.
We need
really
to get
good.
Airflow.
Oh my God.
How terrible.
Okay, update. Jess tried to mask the smell with a cedar eucalyptus room spray, so it now smells like cedar eucalyptus room spray on top of farts.
It's so bad.
I thought you guys might like it, but you really didn't.
No.
Okay, well, that's what's going on in my life.
Okay, well, just know that we're sitting in that this whole time.
Thank you so much.
We have a lot of news to get to today, but first we want to thank Wix for sponsoring today's episode. If you are an agency like us, look and listen, people. We want to tell you about Wix Studio today. This is a brand new web creation platform built by Wix for agencies specifically. It gives your team total creative freedom to deliver complex client sites quickly and efficiently. Wix Studio features best-in-class defaults, automations, and bulk actions to free up time so you can customize at scale for more control. And because it's from Wix, you know that SEO is top of mind. You can be sure that every edit, update, and action you take in the platform will set your site up for SEO success, or rather your client site. With Wix Studio, you can say goodbye to endless plugins and hello to native integrations with Google, Facebook, Instagram, Amazon, TikTok, and many more. Even after clients take over, built-ins like automatic redirects help sites stay optimized for long-term growth. Wix Studio makes client management super simple. You can track every campaign against client KPIs and automate monthly emails to share learnings with clients. This is not fully out yet. It's launching in October, but you can join the waitlist today and learn more at wix.com/studio. That is wix.com/studio.
And this studio might stink, but I know for a fact Wix Studio does not.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Awesome. You know that they help you build amazing websites, and now that functionality is available for agencies specifically, I can't wait to give it a try. So thank you, Wix. This week, Microsoft dropped a lot of news about how they are, quote, transforming search and advertising with generative AI. So let's get into it. The biggest announcement is they are creating new ad formats designed specifically for chat called conversational ads. The first conversational ads are called compare and decide ads. These are rolling out. The example they have in this article is for someone buying a new car. So somebody is in the chat and they ask, I'm looking for an SUV with a strong safety record that is also fuel efficient. Can you help me? And then compare and decide ads pulls in all the relevant data of various car models into a succinct table so the user can easily evaluate different options based on the criteria they find most important. This experience is intended to run across all verticals where we have relevant feed data, including retail, travel, and auto. So right now, this example is just for cars, but it sounds like it's going to apply to a lot of different verticals in the future. This will be in closed beta until early 2024, but I'm excited to see this roll out. They always have like cool ad formats, and then I never see anyone use them. It's fun. The next announcement they have this week was the first ads for chat API partners. So, quote, in May, we announced our ads for chat API, which provides publishers, apps, and online services the ability to customize their own chat experience with ads. Snapchat and Axel Springer have become the first publishing partners to utilize our API, embedding the technology into Snapchat's My AI chatbot. So they have an example here where someone's asking for dress recommendations for a birthday party they're attending. And I hope they weren't attending the Finn Twins fart party in these nice dresses.
Whenever I hear Axel Springer, I just think it's either like a professional wrestler or the lead of like a rock band.
I thought like Jerry Springer, rest in peace, right? Is he dead?
Yeah, it's very terrible.
It's too soon.
And finally here, they're bringing Copilot to the Microsoft Ads platform. So this is similar to something we talked about with Google recently. And there's a lot of specific details in the article, but basically it'll be chatting with you throughout the campaign setup process, and it can recommend different images. You can search by keyword in your image library, and it'll help surface relevant images for the campaign. It'll recommend headlines and descriptions. So it's just like trying to get in your ear while you're building a campaign, and I hope the recommendations are good. But basically, they're doubling down in AI for advertisers, and there's a lot of fun things coming. What else is happening in the news?
All right. Last week, a lot of y'all were sharing the episode, especially the rant on some of the Google Ads side of things. I didn't even think it was a rant. I thought it was just like a sadness.
Just like a ballad.
Yeah. But apparently, with that whole thing turned into an entire post on Search Engine Land about, has Google Ads lost all credibility? Why one advertiser says it's time to leave? I mean, you can't really leave. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But if you have other options, like maybe take that. But there's a little bit more information that came from this. And if you recall, the VP or Jerry Dischler, who was a VP at Google, had talked about shaking some cushions, trying to increase profitability with different tools, system rollouts, essentially features. And that at some point, the ad auctions would be juiced up 5 to 10% based on what they're looking to hit in their quarterly revenue numbers. So Google came out and gave Barry Schwartz at Rusty Brick on X a quote saying, so this is their follow-up to everything that was uncovered. Search ad costs are the result of a real-time auction where advertisers never pay more than their maximum bid. We're constantly launching improvements designed to make ads better for both advertisers and users. Our quality improvements help eliminate irrelevant ads, improve relevance, drive greater advertiser value, and deliver high-quality user experiences. Basically a bunch of word soup, exactly like you would imagine. And this is one of those items, and this was one of those take of the weeks last week about, it was from Amy Hebden on Search Engine Land about how you might be being deceived by Google Ads. Even if you read a statement like this, they're saying you're never going to pay more than your maximum bid. Well, they are now kind of shaming in a way by saying,
nobody has a bid anymore.
Right, by saying if you have a client and they hop into an account and see that something's limited by bid strategy, they're actively gaslighting you in a way to say you're not in the right bid strategy and you might need to flip over to something that is essentially bidless, right? So what they're saying here is likely true. I mean, everything now has to be likely when you talk about Google, but that also doesn't talk about what was being proposed at all about moving those floors up and forcing those clicks to be, yeah, you might bid $15, but if you were getting a click in at $10, well, now you're getting it at $11 if they need to hit some of the revenue, according to the testimony from Google VP Jared Dischler. So that was a whole lot of nothing out there. And from PPC Kirk, at PPC Kirk on X, PPC Kirk says, since Google has now publicly admitted to tinkering with auctions, you can no longer tell me why they wouldn't purposefully, quote, downgrade, end quote, manual CPC keywords in auctions to make it appear worse than smart bidding in order to pressure more adoption to their automation, hashtag PPC chat. And that downgrade is real. Like, we see it all the time. I saw DSAs take a dive off of a cliff in spring this year when the RSAs came out and expanded text ads just magically stopped working as much as they did. Discovery ads still aren't working as well as they have been in the past for me. And every time they put something new out, they have a trick that they just take something that was working totally fine and they make it less effective. So what PPC Kirk is saying here, I've seen it. It's true. They'll probably never admit to it, but that's what's going to happen. And everybody's going to be in smart bidding. Everybody's going to be bidding for things that they don't know about. Everybody's going to be bidding against each other. Everything's going to go up. That to me is really the worst part of all this is they have a platform that I love. And I've said this before. I will go toe-to-toe with anybody at Google Ads. I love Google Ads more than any one of those rats over there that work on the product itself. No. Right?
Could have picked any word.
No, I do. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, but I don't want to call someone a rat.
Well, there are a bunch of rats over there.
Mice.
Anyway, friendlier. Like, you have a product that is amazing. It is above and beyond any other option that people have for a long time. And instead of taking that and like coming up with new ways to help advertisers and new and ways to get better and to really like own like and dominate things. But yeah, they've got this golden goose, and instead of trying to keep it alive, keep it rolling, they're just trying to get the max out of this golden goose. Like, no, you should build something that you're proud of, and you just can't. That's you're a public company. You got to hit these numbers, and that's what happens. It gets bloated. It gets worse, and people eventually are going to take their money out of there and go to somebody that cares about it. So that's where, if you think about it down the road, something like TikTok, something like X, these people aren't driven by quarterly numbers, and I'd imagine that that technology is going to get better and surpass where we are now, where they're just shaking the cushions, trying to get more out of what is there now instead of trying to attract more people in. You should be attracting more people and making it easy. Using Google Ads is like rocket science, trying to figure everything out. They are never making it easier. They are never making it better.
They pretend to do both of those things, though.
Yeah, and then
they definitely
they just
do.
Give
yeah.
garbage statements like you got from Google PR there. So, and another follow up to this, back in 2015 at SMX, I believe it was SMX Advanced. It was Jerry Dischler was there at the show, and he had said, "Full stop. We are not manipulating search results or manipulating the ad auction in order to increase profits. That's just not what we do, end quote.
Maybe they didn't then.
So Search Engine Land responds and says, how the tables have turned. The SMX Advanced 2015 clip was resurfaced by Tinuiti's VP of Research, Andy Taylor, who claims Dischler made the denial in response to a presentation he had just given. Reacting to Google's U-turn, he told Search Engine Land, it seemed pretty clear back in 2015 that Google was manipulating ad prices. The trends we were seeing weren't just a result of typical reasons Google might offer up, like shifts in competition or changes in search behavior in particular categories. Even the data points you could find from other sources seemed to be tracking in the same direction with our own. Sadly, it wasn't at all surprising, and this is like a, in parentheses, when Dischler denied my claims, but I knew he wasn't being transparent. Still, I was really disappointed to have client conversations proving out what I saw happening at the same time acknowledging that Google was publicly contradicting my findings. I was really glad that somebody put Dischler under oath and that this issue was made crystal clear for all the search marketers out here. Not great, but I do have one shining light, one beacon of hope.
Do you?
I do.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
I do.
I think I
have a beacon of hope.
I didn't read ahead, so.
Because we are giving you something to do about this. You can cry into brand new Marketing O'Clock merch. Shop.marketingo'clock.com. This is my favorite design we've ever made. We have a brand new Shake the Cushions drop coming here. It's only going to be in October. If you want Shake Your Cushions merch, if you want to look... Shake the Cushions. If you want to look the best you can out in Brighton SEO in November... This is the gear for you. Mm-hmm. We've got a couch, pennies being shaken right out of it, a really cool font, tables. Throw my head on one of those models. We just made this. Obviously, the news is breaking. We ordered the shirts. We don't have them in yet. But you can go there. We've got hoodies. We've got crew necks. We've got long sleeve. And we've got short sleeve shirts. And
a nice
bag.
Tote. Yeah.
And a nice tote. Mm-hmm. So at least you can smile a little bit before you go back to crying.
I love that you said you're just going to cry into this merch. And if we have a tote bag, just catch all the tears.
Fill it with tears.
All the tears.
So it's
shop.marketingo'clock.com.
We aren't actually buying these in bulk, so the pricing is high. That's just what it is. If you complain, I'm banning you from the store. That's just what the price is.
The price is the price, though. Blame the auction?
Yeah, we shook the cushion. Yeah. Printify is shaking our cushions out on this one here. But it's really fun. If you want to smile, store or shop.marketingo'clock.com. I guarantee this design is going to make you smile.
All right, so let's keep TikToking about Google. According to The Verge and Whispers elsewhere, some users are seeing Google search results linked when they search within the TikTok app, which seems a little wild. So this is from The Verge. Google declined to comment. TikTok didn't immediately respond to The Verge's request for comment, but confirmed to Insider that it is testing the feature in some markets. So this is real. And we have receipts from app researcher Radu Onescu at Onescu Radu on X. You can see, we'll have it up if you're watching on video, a screenshot of what it looks like. It's the search results within TikTok and then a little bar that says, so the search was Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, and then it says search Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. I cannot talk on google.com. And there's a little information button, which if you click, it pops up in the TikTok app. It says, disclaimer, TikTok does not endorse or take responsibility for search results from Google. And all you can do is hit OK. So that's an interesting thing to add there, I guess. The whole thing is interesting. We recently learned that Gen Z prefers TikTok over Google as their first choice for search. So why are you sending people off your platform? I can see how this definitely helps the Goog, but what is it doing for TikTok? Maybe money? The only thing I can see is money, but that's a very bad look considering the antitrust case that we are talking about already against Google for unlawfully holding onto its search dominance through expensive deals with companies, basically making themselves the default search on other products. So this seems very strange to me. Again, it's just a test, but we do have receipts. I don't use TikTok. TikTok users in the room, would this be helpful to you? This seems silly.
Yeah, I don't use it for search, really, unless I'm searching for a specific video.
Yeah, you'd be searching for video, in which case you're already on the platform. What do you want Google results for?
No, I don't want this.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
It doesn't make any sense.
I think it is very smart for Google to figure this out and get in there. And also incredibly dumb for TikTok.
Right, what's in it for them?
Like, we just found out last week or the week before that they're integrating Wikipedia. Like, you're talking about Mark Zuckerberg. Get to his Wikipedia page. You don't want people to be going, like, you should be thinking of, like, how can we build this thing to really help support people searching for stuff or where to eat in a certain, I'm going to Nashville, where do I eat? Who, what dance club's got the best limbo line, you know?
Yeah.
Like you should be answering those questions, not kicking it off to somewhere else.
Yeah, it just seems silly. Then they're leaving. What does that do for you?
I don't know.
Absolutely nothing. Maybe we'll see. Maybe there's more to this because it is just a test, but it just seems like unless they're getting a lot of money for this, what is the motivation?
But to be fair, like I don't even understand all the parts on TikTok. You watch a video and it's like part one, and then it is impossible to find part two.
Yeah.
What is that? How do people use this
thing? I think they're trying to get you to like go back to their profile.
But then you go back to the profile and it's like, I can't figure even out where this is.
It's you could such, Google it.
It's such a bad experience.
It never means that much to me.
Do you watch videos of like part? I just end up watching maybe like half once. Of it. Somebody's like getting pulled over, like, I'm about to get arrested. And then you can't find part two. And you're like, I hope you did okay.
But you're clicking on other videos
it's
on
clickbait,
their page.
Is what it is.
It is just a great month to be Greg here this month. I feel like I am just on a heater here. Like talking about the manipulation, talking about why you're going to smart bidding. Everybody thinks I'm a conspiracy theorist.
It's making everyone's noses burn.
It's always Occam's razor. The easiest answer is the correct answer. And from nearmedia.co, they have an article talking about a former Googler, Eric Lemon, who left the company a few years ago, has, according to the antitrust case, said that Google does use click data. So according to the trial reporting from Law 360, Lemon said that Google's position is to not provide a clear message about whether it's using click data, even though it is, out of fear that search engine optimizers or others could try to influence the rankings. So Google for a long time has said that they don't use click-through rate. Then I believe it was 2015 where Gary Yesh said that they do use some click data, but kind of skewed it towards being personalized results where the data was used for. If you think about it, it would only ever make sense to look at all the variables you have.
You've said that for years.
I'm like a broken record.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you use click data? If you've got something and you can tell users are logged in, it's a real person, they're, you know, whatever, they get X number of Gmails a week or they send X number of emails. These are not bots. We look at all this user data. These are real users. Let's see the queries. Oh, look, nobody is clicking on number 4. Our job is to surface the best information. Everybody's clicking on number 6. Why wouldn't you take that data and say, let's move 6 above number 4 and let's move number 4 to number 5? Why wouldn't you? You would not be doing your job if you're a search engine and you're not looking at click data. It's never made sense to me. And this is why I never trust, you can just never trust anything Google says. And yeah, they use click data and they should. That to me is like one of the strongest indicators of a good piece of content is if people go out and actively seek it and find it if it's lower placement than something at the top of a page.
Yeah, this is what you want. You're clicking it. Hello.
Yeah, and so that whole interaction between Gary Yesh and Danny Sullivan at the time of Search Engine Land is over on Search Engine Land today if you want to see more.
Now it's time for this week's Take of the Week. This is a hashtag fire digital marketing take with extra spice served up for you. We simply deliver the take for your consumption. We give no opinions. We don't influence. You make the call.
This week's Take of the Week is a takeoff.
Woo! We need a sound effect for that.
I just made one. And we have actually a meme off, right? Last week was ripe with memes about the Google antitrust case, them shaking the cushions, so much so that there are shirts made, shop.marketingclock.com. But you can see and vote. You both are going to vote.
Yeah.
But you can see all these memes over on YouTube. If you want Marketing Clock, please like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. We have our first meme from @PPCKirk, @PPCKirk on X. PPCKirk says there's a picture of somebody shooting somebody on the couch, and that's advertiser trust. And the person doing the shooting is Google RGSP. And then the person that just did the shooting says, I don't understand why they don't take rep calls anymore.
Is this a common meme? I've never seen it before.
I don't think it's too common. But anyway, from next up, he's going up against Boris Becerek @BorisBecerek on X. And Boris has that meme that makes me uncomfortable. It's like those muscly guys.
Who knows this? I don't know any of these. I'm not engrossed in meme culture.
This is a big meme.
This is not meme culture. This is big?
This is a real meme.
I don't like that they're not wearing pants. They're not wearing anything.
They don't have privates, to be fair.
They have Ken doll privates. still uncomfortable.
But anyway, it's like the soft little squishy cushion there that says, "Hey, Mr. Google, I won the auction." Then there's a big red guy laughing, and that's RGSP. And then another fella comes over, and it's a big purple guy that's shaking the cushions, and they both just start beating up the little cushion.
That's not nice. I feel bad for him.
Okay, then Boris is a meme.
I know this one.
After my own heart, this is my go-to meme. It's the Tuttles. It's Paul Sr. and Paul Jr. Paul Sr. says, "We need to generate more revenue to meet expectations." Paul Jr., "We can't make people click more." Paul Sr., "Mess with the auction then." Paul Jr., "But then it's not an auction anymore." Throws chair. Paul Sr., "Shake the f***ing cushions."
Great job. Reminder that you said to limit the cursing.
I know you just told me not to swear in between takes, but you know what? He's just reading. He's
I'm sorry.
Reading.
A shot. Okay. All right. The next meme comes from Mike Ryan, Mike Ryan Retailer on LinkedIn. And this is the auction winner, one Miss Taylor Marie Swift.
Allison
Swift. And Taylor is the auction winner. And coming up to take the
2009
prize,
VMAs.
To come up and take the moon man from her, it is Kanye, and he is RGSP.
Yep, Kanye Marie West.
That is a good
one. That is
a
really good Mike Ryan. One. I feel like that's not a common meme.
No, especially like, this is like right
it's a
on
well-known
point.
Pop culture
we obviously,
moment. Though.
Yeah, know who I'm voting for.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally we have PPC Greg at PPC Greg on X. PPC Greg says, "New auto apply recommendation just launched." And the recommendation is, "Shake the cushions. Your ads aren't as prominent as they could be if you shook the cushions." And my favorite part, the CTA, is just shake.
Okay, really good.
Okay, first up, we've got the Shooting Advertiser Trust. Then we've got the Muscle Men. Then we've got the Tuttles. And we have Taylor and the recommendation. Your votes.
I've got to go with my girl Taylor and my boy Mike Ryan, but runner-up is definitely PPC Greg.
I concur fully.
Okay, I'm going to go with it too. It's just a very timely meme, and you couldn't... not timely. It's definitely not timely.
No.
I mean...
It's perfect though, because all of us old people that are working in PPC understand this.
Yes.
Because we were children when that happened and we cared.
Now it's time for this week's ICYMI.
ICYMI, people...
This is something you just might not have seen. Maybe something that you overlooked, but you shouldn't have.
ICYMI people, Dennis Moons posted from his at Dennis Moons X account. That's how I say it,
sure.
Right?
Okay. No, and it's Dennis Moons.
No, I don't mean his name. I mean the X and the post and the... I'm still getting used to it, okay?
Well, to be fair, if you just say Twitter.com, it's still technically... Everything's still technically Twitter.com.
On Twitter.com.
Okay. At Dennis Moons is the point. This is an ICYMI about the new iOS 17 link tracking protection. It's causing some tracking issues for people. So as part of its latest iOS release, Apple now blocks the gCLID parameters from certain links. More specifically, Safari private browsing, mail, and messages. Quote, "I just checked for a few US clients and the iOS traffic ranges 40 to 70%. Of that traffic, about 20% uses private browsing mode, so that means 8 to 14% of traffic is affected. This apparently doesn't impact Google Ads reporting because it uses a different parameter, but it breaks auto-tagging in GA4 as well as other tools, showing Google Ads traffic as direct." He says a fix is to add additional UTM parameters to your links to help you figure out where traffic is coming from. So it sounds like this could be a big mess for people and they should work on fixing it. But thank you for that, ICYMI Dennis.
Now it's time for this week's
pew pew
lightning round. At this point in the show, we split up our content into three parts: paid, organic, and social.
First up in the paid universe this week from Alexandra DeBosseru on LinkedIn. Exciting update. Google Ads has just rolled out new signals for Performance Max campaigns, aka it's basically keywords. So,
well, it's search themes.
Yeah, but like it's kind of keywords.
Keywords just search themes these days?
No, look, anytime they give us more for Performance Max, I shut my mouth and appreciate it.
So it says,
sounds like it.
Search themes. What are some words and phrases people use when searching for your products or service? Okay, keywords. So it's PMax. It's not going to only target those keywords, but It's better than no keyword, so I like it. Thank you, Alexandra.
Thank you, Google Ads.
Yes. Next up from Dario Zanoni, he tweeted some Meta, not tweeted. He X'd some Meta Advantage Plus news from his at Dario Zanoni X account. You can now expand images using generative AI so they fit better in more placements. So he has an image here with like a nice suburban home with beautiful blue sky over it, and it shows what the expanded image would look like. I like this in theory if you get to approve it before using it at all times.
The shadows are not correct.
I just got to say, it looks way worse than the expanded image. It looks like you have these beautiful hedgerows and then the expanded image. It looks like it's like it's somebody like put Roundup on it. Yeah, it's terrible.
So hopefully you don't just like turn it on and I don't know. If you got to see all the images, I like it in theory, but probably not. He also spotted the new video view campaign subtype in Google Ads for video campaigns. This is only available in some accounts right now. And according to Google, quote, video view campaigns use multi-format video ads, which can help you get up to 40% more views at a lower cost per view by showing your videos across multiple ad formats to determine where they perform best.
And perform in this case is
means play.
To get a play. So it's going to be junk inventory.
And because of that, the bid strategy is obviously target CPV. And this is like those video campaigns where you're locked into one bid strategy and you're like, yeah.
It's someone I know made a chart about that once. Well, it's now really it's hard to keep track of.
Now it doesn't work anymore because this is new.
All right. You're
maybe somebody should update it. Mm-hmm. eMarketer says by 2025, U.S. adults will spend more time on TikTok than Facebook, yet ad dollars still favor Facebook. Facebook will claim over 5 times more ad revenue per person per hour spent on the platform over the next few years. I feel like that's just like, you know what you know, and people are still scared of TikTok because of all the news. So
yeah, that's an advertiser problem, not a user problem.
Yeah. Anthony Higman.
Higman!
At Anthony Higman on X. They almost got me. Google making the limited by budget soon warning and the limited by bid strategy warning look identical. LOL. Nice try, Google. Not falling for it. You can have my manual bidding when you pry it from my cold, dead hands.
Your proposal is acceptable. It's a Men in Black deep cut.
Anthony, I love you for fighting the good fight. I just want to make sure you're getting some fresh air, man.
That's love
a lot.
Anthony.
That's a lot. Also from Anthony.
No, he knows his stuff. Greg, I'm Team Higman.
I meant to ask you, I think this is an LSA. And he noticed while setting it up that he can choose to send traffic to his company's Google business profile instead of his website. So crazy fine. Send your ads to GBP. Saw this coming with the recent updates to ads and the GBP connection. And he's doing it on his phone. Is he the only person who really makes changes in the mobile app?
He never sleeps.
He doesn't. No. Get outside, Anthony.
Look, I need to get news from him. All right?
I rescind my statement.
Every now and then you find somebody like really knows what they're doing. And like he's one of them.
Then I had one more story that Greg said he wanted to talk about.
Oh, can I do this as like Norm MacDonald weekend update style?
Whatever you'd like.
Okay. From search engine land, Google is planning to update its misleading representation policy. In other news, Google has banned its own auction.
Oh, got him. What's happening in organic?
All right. This week, the organic news is brought to you by the one and only Wix. And there is even more exciting news happening over at Wix, as Wix is joining Bing and Index Now for faster search indexing. The great George Wynn has an article breaking everything down. You can get in our show notes, newsletter.marketingclock.com. And with Wix's SEO Index Now integration, it's for premium Wix site owners, you can dramatically reduce the time between publishing and search engine indexation. That means your content can compete in the search results sooner, and not just one engine, but several, including Bing, Yandex, Cesnum.cz, and Never. So there are 60 million websites that publish URLs to Index Now daily, 1.4 billion URLs that are submitted to Index Now per day. And you can get all of this with Wix if you're a premium site, Wix site owner. And if you aren't familiar with Index Now, right now it's just Microsoft. I know Google has explored a little bit of that and not gotten fully into that. But Fabrice Chanel from Microsoft, who is the principal project manager, said that Index Now aims to make web indexing faster, more efficient, more open, and more accurate for both web publishers and search engines. And Enat from the product lead at Wix said, we're excited to release the integration as part of our collaboration with Microsoft Bing. This marks yet another step in our dedication to providing users with exceptional out-of-the-box SEO solutions, simplifying the process of promoting their websites quickly and effortlessly, way more effortlessly than I can talk. So if you know anyone that needs a site, tell them to invest now with Wix. It's the only brand recommended by Marketing O'Clock and the only website builder that is SEO forward. SEO forward. This I just came up with that.
Buzzword.
Pretty good. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
SEO forward, Wix.com, 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 Index Now. All right. And our first news here from Twitter. I saw a post.
Where?
Twitter.com.
Okay.
I saw a post on Twitter.com from Gout, and it was showing that G-A-U-T. I don't know how to say these
Got
names.
Got the gout.
It is showing that ChatGPT now has image creation. They said, rip Midjourney. And so I'm like, is it that good? It's called AI Image Generator. It is on ChatGPT. You can go to their URL and just put /image and do it. So I just threw a couple phrases out just to see what would show up. So first I said, hey, what if we had a Buffalo Bills fan smashing through a table? See how it did.
This is not
There's
that.
No table.
This is a baseball diamond.
It is a baseball diamond with a football player that looks like it,
it looks like his reproductive organs are
a flare.
A flare.
Yeah. There's a fire stick coming out of his nether regions.
Amazon? So
that's why I just came up with another one here and said, make a witchy goth woman wearing all black in a room full of candles.
Four candles in this
And it
room.
Made somebody with inflatable cat ears.
And a really good push-up bra.
I don't see any tattoos either. So I don't think Midjourney's RIPing anytime soon. I put another one in that says, make a Duggar-like character loves Taylor Swift and Barbie and likes to wear pink.
The Duggars would never.
This is...
I don't know, Shep. I don't know. I don't know if he was eyeliner or eye black that
Look
time. I don't
know if
you're off to a baseball game.
Wait, that's me?
Yeah.
I'm a Duggar-like character?
Yeah, that loves Taylor Swift and Barbie and likes to wear pink.
Okay.
But it looks like you just used your entire eyeliner on one eye. All right, and then we got another one here.
He got punched in the face.
That says, make a 41-year-old male that goes to the gym but has body dysmorphia fueled by his podcast co-host.
Me?
Yeah.
Who's the actor that plays Iron Man? This looks like him.
It looks like that mixed with the guy that plays Punisher.
Which is who?
How do I give you body dysmorphia?
You just keep calling me skinny.
I don't even think I called you skinny.
Wait,
is that a joke?
It's a fact. No, you said skinny Greg.
We're all being punished. These are
You're
terrible.
Punishing me for calling you skinny, and I don't think I ever did. I think you think too much about what you eat and going to the gym.
Take my keto out of my cold dead hands. Anyway, if you want to play around, I just thought it sucked. The images, I thought they all sucked. Were any of those good?
They're nice images. They certainly do not answer the prompt.
And I don't know. And then it's like getting trained on weird stuff. I feel like the only thing it ever got trained on is like DeviantArt.com.
I'm concerned about this football player who's in a baseball stadium where the bleachers are only half the size of the trees, but it looks like they fit about 60 people. Those are either big trees or small bleachers.
And the dirt is hairy.
It's not good. So still Midjourney is better than this. Okay, if you don't want your content in Bing chat, you now have control, came a tweet from Glenn Gabe at Glenn Gabe on X. Bing is adding controls for site owners to disallow their content in Bing chat and have any content tagged no archive will not be included in Bing chat answers and not be linked to in the answers. I would just say that you probably shouldn't do this. Like Bing chat is one of those things that's good at sending traffic away from there. Like people might be overreacting, but if you actually want traffic, Bing is putting a lot of Bing chat in there. Half the time, I'm not trying to Bing chat. I am a Bing user, and I end up getting into Bing chat, and I get right out of it. But I just wouldn't do this unless you have like a real specific like legal reason to do that. We talked a few weeks back about AI getting like actually useful. There is one from Getty Images as they partnered with NVIDIA to launch Generative AI by Getty Images, a new tool that lets people create images using Getty's library of licensed photos, which is nice.
But like the celebrities can't even post the images on their Instagram of themselves, but other people can play around with them.
Well, if they have a license for Getty AI, they can just do one of those Duggar-like people and get the picture of you with the black eye and throw it up on the
Duggar-like
Twitter.
Duggar-like character.
Are you offended?
What? I feel like I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. Just Duggar-like.
It means your name starts with a J, at least. Aren't they all J's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jep.
Okay.
Jep Jernheld.
Generative AI by Getty Images. Yes, it's an unwieldy name, according to the article. It's trained only on the vast Getty Images library. So it won't go out, get anything else, won't get anything hopefully inappropriate. Again, like what we saw with ChatGPT. So that could actually be something helpful. All right, there are four new announcements for YouTube. This was at the Made on YouTube event. And the first thing is there's going to be a dream screen, so AI backgrounds for shorts. There's also going to be AI insights for creators to help better brainstorm topic ideas. Like, honestly, if you're using YouTube's AI to help you make content ideas, you ain't going far. You aren't going far. Use your brain.
You might go short.
There you go.
Use brain.
All right.
Use brain.
There's also dubbing to reach new audiences, and the YouTube Create app will have easier editing coming in 2024 mostly. So I got that to look forward to. Checking in quick on the helpful content update that's rolling out. I thought this was interesting from Marie Haynes at Marie_Haynes on X. She says, wondering why Reddit and Cure are doing well in the helpful content update. In December, Google added the extra E experience to the QRG, quality rater guidelines. When the QRG changes, it means that Google wants its algorithms and systems to change. The model of what a searcher is likely to find helpful has been adjusted to better reward experience where it would be helpful. Forums are places where real people are sharing their real life experiences. That's great. Also from Lily Ray and the HCU. She says, more common patterns among websites affected by the HCU. The homepage dives into the latest article or simply links to affiliate sites without providing the user any context about who your brand is or what it does. The spray and pray content strategy.
Oh, that's what that Bills player was doing. Spraying and praying.
There's a whole bunch more lack of branding in general, but she has a great list. You should follow her on X at LilyRayNYC and get all of that. And then she also responded in a different thread saying, it's also worth noting that some of the most hated big sites that get to ranked for everything have stayed the course for 5+ years to earn those rankings, including algo hits, have strict editorial policies, provide ample sources to links, and back up their claims, and a whole bunch more. So follow Lily Ray is the moral of the story here. All right, and Spotify is testing AI-powered language translation, which mimics the podcaster's own voice. There is a phenomenal video here, and I think it's showing Lex Friedman and a few other folks. They're just speaking in English, and all of a sudden you switch it, and it goes to Spanish, and it sounds like that person
That's
is speaking
cool.
Spanish. So you could, if that ever rolls out to us, it's limited in beta right now, you could hear my nasally drone in Spanish or Italian or something like that.
Wow.
So really cool. Check it out. Could be a potential game changer. A quick reminder here, Google Optimize is sunsetting this weekend. According to Search Engine Land, marketers will need to conduct A-B testing in Google Analytics for moving forward.
I mean, or anywhere else.
Google Analytics 4, good luck. All right, Google is fixing some delays in Search Console indexing, enhancements, and experience reports. So if you saw some wonkiness there, check out Search Engine Roundtable and Barry Schwartz. He's got a full-on recap. The one thing I didn't like was a little robot he used.
What is this image?
It looked like it was made in Midjourney or through the ChatGPT AI.
It's like dripping.
It's a wet robot. It's a dripping, gooey, oozy robot that his hands are longer than his feet. I don't know. I just don't like how drippy it is.
It's kind of cute.
It's too drippy. It's too wet. I like dry robots. All right. And from Garrett Sussman at Garrett Sussman on X. And I believe it's on hiatus, but the SEO Weekly show, Garrett has a story about Amazon will take a minority stake in Anthropic, an AI-powered tool. And he said, personally, I expect Amazon to introduce their own LLM, but this makes a ton of sense. So there will be more AI coming to Amazon. I just thought this was interesting from Matt Navarra on X. He talks about his Geek Out newsletter sent to 30,000 plus social media marketers every week. And for him, it generates $250,000 plus a year in revenue, and he earns every penny. And he talks and breaks it down as to how he does this. So if you're wondering how to get your newsletter off the ground, I just thought this was a great read if you wanted to. He lays everything out and you can see everything that happens. He does a lot of work. Spoiler alert, there's multiple people doing a lot of work to get this done. But a great insight. I love it when people actually like pull the curtain back, and Matt did it. Thank you, Matt. From Mahidi Ojiwada, Looker Studio, surprisingly available feature announced a few weeks ago as a Looker Pro feature. Chart underlying data is available for all Looker Studios for the moment. It's pretty cool. If you have a graph or chart or something like that, you can go up and he's got a little GIF of how to get there. You can click and see the actual data that's being pulled in. So if you see something that's abnormality, you want to go back to your spreadsheet. You can see how it's coming in and where it came from and make sure it looks good. Google has turned 25. Happy birthday. I saw a funny tweet. X on twitter.com from Sophie at NatCapGirl. Sophie says, Leonardo, and it's responding to Sundar Pichai saying happy 25th birthday, Google. Sophie says, Leonardo DiCaprio has announced he's switching to Bing. And RIP in peace to Google Podcasts. Google Podcasts is shutting down in 2024 in favor of YouTube Music. So this has been about 5 years that Google Podcast has been around. For a while, it was integrated in some of the search engine results pages. Podcasts were pulling through, and then they just really stopped doing anything with it for a long time. So if you want podcast, you have to use YouTube Music now, which doesn't have YouTube videos and doesn't have YouTube TV, but has podcasts. But on YouTube, they're trying to push podcasts in a podcast channel on your YouTube page, but you can't play the podcast if your home screen is off. So it doesn't really work for podcasts. So that's where we're at right now. I would just love to have dinner with Neil Mohan. Like, what are you doing?
You just would do that anyway. Everything could be great and you would just want to sit real close to him.
That's true. All right. That's it in organic. What's happening in social bud?
I don't know, Greg. You tell me, because we are kicking off here with a post on Twitter.com from Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan Retail on X. He posted, at Greg Finn, please roast the new Facebook logo on marketingaclock.com. Maniacal, I think they accidentally macro-dosed instead of micro-dosing. And I have for everyone here.
I don't want to look at it yet. I've been like.
You have not looked at
it? No, I am like staying away. I saw something early where things looked kind of similar, but I didn't look at it because I wanted to roast
it. Do you know how similar they are? So I have the old versus new here. And just in case you're wondering, they have an animation, which we, if tables can pull it, we will put it in the video. They're showing you the changes that they made to this F. It is the curvy part and the stick are 15% more open than they were before. Oh, and then the tail end of the left side of the F cross thing is like 10% scooched in. So, it's so stupid.
So this is supposed to be bolder, electric, and everlasting?
Yes.
Okay.
Everlasting is fun because they've redone their logo many times, so yeah. This must be it forever.
All right. Input meme here. The Pam in the Office meme. These are the same picture. This is the same picture. How is this any different?
Reduced gradient, I will say. There's no gradient. And there's this 15% more open and 10% scooching.
This is the same thing.
If they have to explain what's different, it's not that different.
With an animation.
Literally, what the F?
Literally.
What I have to say.
It's wow. They also, let me just tell you, they said that they wanted to create an expansive set of colors anchored in their core blue.
What?
I have their new branding here. There's white, black, and four blues. So it's not an expanded set of colors. They have light blue, sky blue, navy, and dark navy in addition to black and white.
Just imagine the resources and money that went into this 15% change.
15% more open.
And this show is better on YouTube. Go subscribe. You can see all of this. Please, 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 please subscribe.
It is so stupid. Okay. So the logo is getting a facelift, and you can get a second face altogether if you want, according to Social Media Today, after experimenting with the option for more than a year. Meta has now launched its new multi-profile option, which will enable users to create multiple profiles to explore different interests, share different content with different audiences, etc. And they said in their announcement, basically, you can make multiple profiles if you're a foodie, but you also love your family and you don't want to see those things together because you just can't with your brain. You should use Brain. But if you can't use Brain, you can have two different profiles and you can switch between them without having to log in. Conspiracy theory, I think they are just inflating audience numbers for advertising audiences.
I concur.
Just saying.
Also, both of those people could join Trader Joe's Meal Ideas for Busy Moms.
Listen, some of y'all aren't even busy. Okay. But businesses are busy and they're getting new things too. Meta's paid verification will be opening up to businesses, providing trust signals in the form of a verified badge that everyone is just so used to seeing that it doesn't even matter anymore. If everything's bold, nothing's bold. Impersonation protection, account support, and improved discovery, which could be cool if we knew what that meant. They don't expand on it. They just say you can get discovered in new ways by being featured as a Meta verified business. You can join the waitlist now. And if you find out what that really means, let us know. Xbird News from X News Daily. PSA, want to help X build a competitor to YouTube and Twitch? X's media engineering team is hiring talent dedicated to building the best media experiences in the industry. And if you want to do that, you can DM at Marmars to apply. Just in time for the Halloween, X is removing circles by October 31st. They are deprecating circles after the 31st of October 2023. You will not be able to create new posts that are limited to your circle, nor will you be able to add people to your circle, but you can still remove people from your circle. And they described how you can do that. I don't know why you care if you can't post to a circle. The point here, though, is that they seem to be removing features from things that they don't care about, presumably to make way for new things, free up resources to build those things.
Well, that one never made sense. Like, use circles? A community. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And they seem to be wanting to promote communities and make them better because they do have new features that are coming. They announced private communities, improved reporting for communities, improved spam controls, pinned communities, and community search tools. So they're focusing
there.
That's
nice. Good.
And pulling it away from circles. Okay. Next up, more from X Daily. X is making it easier to report posts on the platform. It's just like a simple, you click the three dots, it asks you a couple questions, boom, you're done. In the words of H. Butterfly 33 on X. Cool. And I don't think we've talked about this yet. News, according to a new report from TechCrunch, X's upcoming audio and video calling features are going to be built into DMs and will be an X premium feature only. I don't think we've talked about that yet. They're trying a lot of new things. Move over WhatsApp? I don't know.
Weird.
Last up here in social, Reddit wants to give more people money. They are revamping their Reddit Gold system to make it easier for users to purchase and send rewards in stream. They are also launching what they're calling the Reddit Contributor Program, where qualifying Redditors, including mods, can be rewarded with real money for the content they share and contributions they make to Reddit. And they have in their little graphic here that fake internet points are finally worth something. And I love that. At least they acknowledge that stickers and fist bumps and all that mean nothing, but money does mean something to people, and they're trying to share more of that for folks that are engaging on the platform. So, love to see it.
And that brings us to our real life segment, straight out of our accounts and into your ear holes. It's time for Working Hard or Hardly Working, where we talk about what's going on in our IRL work, good, bad, or otherwise.
Hardly working for me this week. You may know in Google Ads, you can only have, I believe, 20 negative keyword lists in an account. Which hate already. So we have an account where we really need all 20. We could use more. We're looking to delete some that we don't use anymore. There's only one list applied to it, and we're trying to delete it. It's like you can't delete a list that's applied to a campaign. Go to the campaign. It's removed. Can't make changes to a remove campaign.
Brutal.
Can you just repurpose the list?
We don't need that list. We want to remove it.
Oh.
And make a new one. Repurpose the list.
Jess Bud.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Working hard over here.
All right. Well, it's funny because something working hard here is Shop. It's just awesome to have Shop back. We were launching the store and I'm like, this needs to get done. And Shop took the lead on this. So if there's any printing issues, please blame Shop.
Oh, Shop's fault.
These are all printed on demand, but there's like a lot of work that goes into it, figuring everything out, setting everything up. And it's awesome. And then taking some campaigns back, she's already got the CPA down, fixed a bunch of issues, just awesome. Yeah. So,
wow. Yeah, the shirts may be too Duggar-like for your tasting, but the campaigns should have lots of eyeliner.
Greg designed the shirts.
I did design them. And then we have a bunch more coming, too. We've got our next one's going to be an SEO drop. These are all limited time only. So you can order it in October and then it goes away forever.
Where can we order these?
Shop.marketingclack.com. Mm-hmm. And then next month is going to be an SEO one that you can do. And they're going to love it. It is probably going to be my best selling piece of merch ever.
We have some really good stuff coming. I'm really excited.
Don't complain about the price.
No, get over it. At least we're transparent about it.
We're not actually printing them. Somebody else's.
Yeah. Working hard for me, landing pages. We love them. We use them. We test them. We had a test that we did for a client this week. So we were doing some analysis with Microsoft Clarity and found that a lot of folks that landed on our landing pages for PPC campaigns made their way over to the main site. We're digging for more information and converting there versus on our landing page. So we thought, let's just test against one of the pages on the main site, get them where they're already going and see how that goes. Turns out our landing page still beat it. And it was kind of awesome to see. Again, you got to test things for yourself and use the data. But it was really cool to see that even though folks weren't necessarily converting on the landing page, if they landed there first, they were converting more often and for cheaper. So pretty cool to see. Again, just if you have a theory or if you see some things and you want to try it out, test it. But it's always nice to feel validated that your landing page was doing well all along. Working hard.
And now for this week's
cool tool.
As a reminder, our cool tool segment is not an official endorsement or paid mention. We're simply sharing something we found in our travels that may be of use to our listeners. And is really, really cool.
This week's cool tool lets you look at search terms on your terms. Sorry, chef. My worst work yet.
That's saying a lot.
From Mike Rhodes, it's a free Google Ads script to help you chart the top search terms driving performance in your campaigns. The script comes along with a free report template so that when you run it, you can easily see the top terms, their cost, impression data, and more, including tables and visualizations. So it's very handy, team paid. You want to bookmark this. As always, we will have the link in our newsletter, marketingaclock.com/newsletter, as well as on Discord, community.marketingaclock.com, so you can pick your poison and check it out.
Now it's time for our must-read marketing article of the week, an article so advanced, so in-depth, so detailed that we simply cannot cover it in its entirety on today's show.
This week's must-read marketing article of the week comes from Vimal Bharadwaj from Optimizer, and the name of the article is PPC Reporting Goals, Tips, and Mistakes to Avoid While Creating Great Reports. I love content around reports. Give me all the content. I want more. There's never enough, and this one is great. Vimal talks about what are the most important goals for PPC report. A couple of those are getting the metrics clear, how to showcase your efforts or delivering positive ROI, highlight the value, and a bunch more. And it goes on to talk about how to build a great PPC report. Google Analytics 4, reporting made simple for PPC. 6 common PPC reporting mistakes to avoid. And then great PPC reporting provides context and analysis on how you can use that to win. Thank you, Vimal. If you want this article and more, head on over to newsletter.marketingaclock.com or community.marketingaclock.com for our Discord channel where we put the links in every week and talk to you.
And now on to our playlist of curated songs to work to. You can head over to playlist.marketingaclock.com to listen to Marketing a Playlist. Jess, what will you be adding this week?
I am on the Florence and the Machine kick this week, so Shake It Out is my song.
That's a good one. It Greg?
I'm going to go with Mall Rat with Wish on an Eyelash Part 2. Mallrat.
What is that band name? I will be great going film. With Long Time Gone by the Chicks.
Oh, I like that song.
Me too. All right, that does it for today's show.
It is now officially not Marketing O'Clock.
Thanks for listening.
We miss you already.
We can't wait to see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Marketing O'Clock. If you're looking for more information on today's topic, head over to marketingaclock.com/newsletter to receive every single article we covered. We share the news as it breaks in our Discord community. Head over to community.marketingaclock.com to join.
Welcome to this week's Shootin' the Heck, where after our famous Friday news shows, we don't talk about marketing anymore. We just
shoot the heck.
And this week, we're going to be playing everyone's favorite game. Two kinds of people. This is a binary option. You are a person that either does one or the other. There's no in between. Jess, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I would love to. So there's two kinds of people in this world. There are people when they receive a paper invitation to an event, usually a wedding, sometimes a birthday party, they bring it with them, like it's a ticket to the event, or people that just know where they're going, put it in their calendar, whatever, show up without the invite.
Never have I ever brought a paper invitation to an event.
Really?
I've taken a picture. Why would
you bring the invitation?
I go to a wedding, I take it off my fridge.
I have proof.
But then I leave it in my car. Like, I don't even bring it with me. I just feel like I have – it's like a thing. Maybe it's a neuroses. I thought more people did this, though, where you, bring it. You have to have it with you. Like, I belong here.
I keep it on my fridge just to, remind, but even though it's in my calendar. But then I don't take it there.
You don't take it with you? No, I take it with me.
Never.
Really? Never. I even brought my son's invitations to his own birthday party.
Did they let you in?
No.
There are two kinds of people. People that call a ground pork log a hot dog, or people that call that a wiener.
Hot dog.
Yeah, me too. I never understood. I thoroughly enjoy it when you hear somebody say that.
Like, so serious.
Yeah. Serious.
Yeah.
Some people do.
I've never said it in my life, legitimately.
Can you imagine if my grandpa's restaurant was called Connor's Wiener Stand?
Yes. I think we should go change the sign.
Yeah. Connor's Hot Wieners.
Two kinds of people. There's a pothole or a deep, manhole in the road. People that will swerve to go around it, or people that just drive over it, through
it. I'm swerving. I don't have time. I don't have time for repairs.
Yeah.
I've popped a tire before in a big hole.
Really?
Do you slow down?
No.
You just hit it.
Just drive right through. Yeah. Unless it's a huge actual hole. But if it's a pothole, on my way to work every day, there's a bunch of deep sewer things, whatever. I don't drive around them. Everybody in front of me does. I'm just screw it.
Well,
drive
sewer through. Is different than a pothole.
But if they're deep, I've seen people go around them though still, which seems crazy to me.
If I see a hole in the ground, I'm not driving my wheel through a hole.
I try to avoid it. I'm going through.
Last one here. People that when the toilet paper runs out.
Oh, don't even.
There's two kinds of people. People that take a new roll out and just place it on a ledge or a shelf.
Kill those people.
There's people that put it back on the roll holder. Two kinds of people.
Where it belongs. Do you know I filled 4 toilet papers upstairs today.
I did 2 today.
What is it? So there's 3 kinds of people. There's people that are just like, I'm peeing, I'm going, every man for himself. Don't even fill it. But you go far enough, unless you really can't get the thing off. It's like a public restroom. You're just trying to help. I get that. But if you know how to change it, why are you not changing it? Who puts it on top and leaves the trash there?
And then I forget, okay?
You just chastised me about somebody else's mugs down here that were growing mold.
Those are your mugs. Mold is different. Listen, I think I'm better at work. I would put it on the roll. But usually I have to do it after I go, and that I just forget every time.
Wow.
Because I'm going to the next stall where there's TP.
Fine. But say you're replacing it. Are you replacing it, or are you leaving it on top?
At my home, I leave it on top.
Oh, my.
You're an animal.
Wow. Jail.
Yeah.
You should go to jail for that.
Seriously.
I'm not going to be judged in my own home.
Well, you just
did. That's a boy's job.
You just
to change the toilet paper. They only use it for 1 out of 2. We use it for everything. It should always be in place.
I think they use it for 2 out of 2.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. And we will see you next week.